On Friday, I was driving back from Maggie Valley after the annual retreat for the priest of the Diocese of Charlotte. That trip should take about 3 hours. On Friday, the trip took almost 5. If there was road construction, I found it. If there was a traffic jam, I was in it. If there was a wrong turn to make, I made it. There are 3 major routes to drive from Maggie Valley to Monroe, and I obviously chose the most difficult on that particular Friday afternoon. Our days and our weeks and our lives are full of choices. We make choices all the time. What will I eat for breakfast? What will I read today? Which road will I take to get to work or to school? What will I do this weekend? Some choices, however, are more important. What will I do with my life? Will I join this gang? Will I take those drugs? Will I be friends with these people? What will I believe? Will I walk with Jesus? The author of the Book of Wisdom and the rich man in the Gospel make choices. What is more important? Is it riches or wisdom? What is more important? Is it possessions or eternal life? Each of them made a choice. The author of the Book of Wisdom makes a choice to pray for heavenly wisdom rather than earthly riches. The rich man makes a choice too. He'd made so many good choices throughout his life. He has kept the commandments. He has been a good person, probably a leader in the community. He was a man of reverence and one who sought to do good. The rich man had made so many good choices, but on this day he chose to keep his possessions rather than keep company with Jesus and the disciples. We do not meet this rich man again in the gospel, so we do not know how his story ends. There is always hope. But we know the choice that the rich man made on this particular day when he met the Lord Jesus. Every time we celebrate baptism or confirmation, and every year at Easter, we renew our choice to keep company with Jesus in a very particular way. We call it the renunciation of sin and the profession of faith. There are 6 questions, but only 1 answer. I do. Do you renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? There are 6 questions, but only 1 answer. I do. We make our choice and renew our choice to keep company with Jesus. We join with Paul and Peter and John and Mary Magdalene and Monica and Oscar Romero and Pope Paul VI and make our choice and renew our choice to keep company with Jesus. I do. I do believe. But we make our choice and we renew our choice because the Son of God has made his choice to keep company with you and me. It is Christ the Lord who has chosen us. We are the treasure he seeks. For us and for our salvation, we are the choice that Jesus makes. There is 1 other occasion when we celebrate the renewal of baptismal promises. It's part of the last rites. I will never forget late one night in a hospital room asking those 6 questions and hearing the 1 answer. As I commended one whom the Lord had entrusted to my care into the arms of the Good Shepherd, there was only 1 answer. I do. I do believe. They were the last words he said to me. I do. I do believe. He made his choice, and renewed his choice and gave himself into the arms of Christ who had chosen him. I pray that this day and each day and on my last day, that will be my answer too. I do believe. Amen.